You're listening to the 2014 Variety Power Hour Live Show, a production of the New York International Fringe Festival at the Celebration of Whimsy, 21A Clinton Street, hosted by the O'Debra Twins. This is the podcast of Saturday, August 16th, Part 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for half two. Act two, act two. Get in the theater, act two, get in the theater, act two, act two. It's a 45-day long festival. Come on, bitches. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. We have a very special guest, a very special guest. Please welcome to the stage 12-year-old cousin Jamie Kuss. Jamie Kuss.
Hi, my name is Jamie Kuss. This is my first time. I heard of people, I saw this show, and people were doing burlesque, and everybody was so nice to the girls after the show. Can you play the song we talked about?
Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. Never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what.
Thank you.
Jamie Cuss, ladies and gentlemen.
Please don't tell my dad. Please don't tell my dad. I'm supposed to bring up the next performer. Please welcome from Puppet Factory and the Ultimate Stimulus and Dragon's Breath, Greg Bayonne.
So, I'm sure you've all seen the Facebook meme, always be yourself. Unless you can be Batman, always be Batman. So, I am Batman, or at least I was Batman. So I'm in my final semester of acting school, and I'm in this fight combat, stage combat masterclass, two-handed stage combat. I love it. I think it's great. It's the whole part of acting thing. And I'm leaving the class. I'm getting on my motorcycle, and I get approached by the instructor. He says, hey, I'm choreographing the Batman Forever Stunt Spectacular at the Six Flags Great Adventures theme park in New Jersey. Would you like to audition? Sure, of course I would like to audition. So 2 weeks later, I show up at the theme park, and I'm asked to audition. We start with the hand-to-hand combat stuff, and I'm hand-to-hand combat. I'm really good at it. I've just been doing that for 2 years. It's all great. It's all fine and dandy. And then we get taken out for the motorcycle part. And there are these two dirt bikes, and they're sitting on this tarmac, and it's this parking lot, 50 yards long. There's two cones at the end, and we're asked to simply get on the bike, ride out, and do a skid and skid out on that thing, which is seems like a simple thing. Now, I've never ridden a dirt bike. I ride street bikes and blah, blah. So I get on the dirt bike, and I take off, and all of a sudden, I pop a wheelie. I've never popped a wheelie before, but I hold it, and all of a sudden, I land, and I think I'm going, and I've got it, and I'm under control, and I hit the skid, and I'm skidding out, and I'm all of a sudden, I'm on my side, and now I'm on the asphalt, and I skid, and it's not looking good. Series of other stunts I'm not very good at, and I go away, and I'm disillusioned, but 2 days later, I get a call. You want to be Batman? Of course I want to be Batman, of course, yes. So, yes. I'm going to be Batman. Great. And we go into this month-long rehearsal process. And it's great. It's great that we have a month because I've never ridden a dirt bike again, and I'm going to crash a lot. Part of being a stuntman is learning how to crash, and I get really good at crashing. I'm going into guardrails. I'm off on my side. I one jump I have to learn. I have to do a ramp jump. I have to land. I have to do a 180. I have to pop into a wheelie. I have to shoot these two charges up at the bank. I have to ride up on the steps of the bank. I got to bounce off. I've got to come back, come down, and do a skid out and fist pump and Batman. And that's one little combination I've got to learn. Fist pump, Batman. Except as I'm learning this, it looks more like jump, ramp, and land and slam into the guardrail, and ramp and jump and slam into the guardrail, and ramp and jump and slam into the guardrail, and end up upside down, jammed between the guardrail and the fence that separates us from the audience, thank God, except I'm upside down, and they have to pull me off the bike, and they have to rebuild the entire bike. Of course, I feel like I'm going to be fired. 3 months into this job, thankfully, I'm Batman. I go out. It's a 22-minute show. I am outfitted in full latex. I have spandex bodysuit. I have latex thigh pads. I have a latex cod piece. I have a utility belt. I have a latex chest piece. I have latex shoulder pads. I have latex elbow pads, riding gloves, boots. I have two bat capes, the riding cape, which is short, and the running cape, which is long. And then, of course, I have the bat helmet, which is also molded latex, fitted on the inside with some spray foam that fits to your head, custom built with the earpieces. It's my Batman outfit that I get to sweat in 4 times a day. And it's very glamorous. Like I said, it's a 22-minute show, the most of which I'm on that bike in the heat, sweating and sweating and sweating. At the end of the show, then, it's to come out and do autographs and sign autographs and take pictures. Mommy, can I take a picture with Batman? And Mommy, I want to autograph with Batman. And can I ride the Batmobile? And I have to do this month after month, and I think, you know, I came here to New York, and I thought I was going to be an actor, and here I am, and I'm a costumed character in a theme park. And so all of a sudden, I read this audition for this play, and of course I'm going to go and backstage, and I'm going to go to this thing, and it's a beautiful July afternoon, and I show up, and it's a cold reading. It's a cold reading. Can you read the sides? You're going to be Bill. I'm going to be Bill. I can read Bill. I can read Bill. Hey, and can you read John? I can read John. Of course I can read John. Can you come back tomorrow? We're doing some callbacks tomorrow. There's some people we want you to read with that were here tomorrow. Of course I can come back tomorrow. I got the day off. I've just been Batman for 3 days. I can do this. So I take off. It's a beautiful July day in New York, and I'm going down 9th Avenue, and I'm feeling good. I'm in my audition clothes. It's a beautiful day. I've got control of the world. I'm going down 9th Avenue. There's this beautiful August, July day in New York. The sun is low in the sky. It's casting these beautiful shadows. There's beautiful colors all over the place. I'm enjoying life. I'm, of course... okay, forget it. So I'm going downtown, yeah, and I'm in a shadow of this semi truck which is next to me, and I'm enjoying the view because I'm not in this sun. So all of a sudden we start taking off, and as we start taking off, as we go down, this semi truck just decides he's going to just merge right over into my lane, and he merges right over into my lane. I look over and there's a van to my left, and I can't get out of it, but it's okay because I go down and I'm hugging the bike, and I all of a sudden find myself in this wheel well, and I've got tires in front of me, and obviously I've got tires behind me, although I can't see them, and I'm hugging the chassis, and I'm thinking, just stay calm, right? Just be calm. It's all going to be good. And before I know it, his wheel hits my wheel, and I'm going out, except luckily he's merging over, and he kicks me out, and I go head over heels, and I bounce, and as I hit the floor, I think, my whole life is flashing in front of me, proverbial life flashing in front of you, and I'm never going to do this, and I'm never going to do that, and I'm never going to do this, and before I know it, I hit the ground, the bike lands on top of me, it rolls off, and normally... jump up, it's this reaction that you have, and I land on my feet, and I'm facing traffic, which is all coming at me, except luckily they've frozen, they've stopped, because they've seen it happening, and it's all silent, and it's still, and the only thing I can hear is the crushing of metal and plastic and glass that's happening behind me, because of course the semi-truck has just continued to go. And everything is frozen until all of a sudden these people come off the street and somebody grabs me and pulls me off and they pull the pieces of my bike off and they pull me off to the side of the road. And all of a sudden, boom, traffic starts again down 9th Avenue like nothing had ever happened. And everyone disperses. No one's there. Of course, and the lady next to me is mumbling something and I can't hear what she's saying. Are you okay? Are you okay? I'm going to go talk to the cop in the corner. So she goes to the cop in the corner and I'm standing there and I'm breathing and she comes back and she says, he says he's traffic. You should call the precinct. And so... I freak out and I go to the payphone and I don't know what to do and I take my helmet off and I'm, spoiler alert, I survive. So I'm standing up on 9th Avenue. I call 911, the ambulance comes, blah, 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 nothing happens. They take my pulse. I've got a bruise on my arm. I've got a bruise on my leg. My bike is in pieces. It's on the floor, but I'm standing and it's all good. 3 days later, I'm back in the stunt show. I'm fully cleared. I'm back in the 22-minute show, wearing my costume, doing my show, sweating, and taking autographs and taking pictures. So I went to that callback, and I got that part. I got that part because I'm an actor. But I'm alive because I'm Batman. Thank you.
Greg Bayonne, stay on stage. You got to be interviewed by your...
stage.
By the whore. The whore has to interview you.
Greg, excuse me, Batman, everyone. Give
Batman.
It up for Batman.
Fist pump.
Fist
Batman.
Pump.
Fist pump.
Batman. Fist so, pump. Batman, you are involved in three separate shows. So, Puppet Factory,
yes.
The Ultimate Stimulus.
The Ultimate Stimulus at the Cow.
Have
you heard of
oh
that?
My God.
Starring Tanya Topeva.
I've never heard of such a show. And also Dragon's Breath.
Dragon's Breath at Latea.
So, tell us about the Puppet Factory.
Puppet Factory, it's a phenomenon. It's sweeping the country. I don't know if you know about this. Yeah, it's puppets. It's puppets, puppets. It's the new thing, puppets.
What do you make these puppets out of?
Anything. Anything can be a puppet. Anything can be...
I just want the home audience to know that Greg Bayonne is stone cold sober.
Totally sober.
Never had a drop. Never even touched this stuff. Never has in his life. All right. Well, this is going to be fun, you guys, because we're going to play a little game.
Stone cold sober.
Stone cold sober. Are you sober enough to remember a game called Fuck, Marry, or Kill?
Yes.
I think.
Fuck,
hopefully.
Marry?
Fuck. Oh, you.
Fuck, Marry.
Oh, you.
Fuck, Mary.
So, for anybody who's not familiar with the game Fuck, Mary, or Kill, I'm going to give him a list of three people, and he has to decide whether he wants to fuck them, marry them, or kill them. And
I'll
put
fuck
them
them
in
all.
Order.
I'll fuck all three of them right now.
That's his answer. He already played.
He's already played. That's it. It's fuck, fuck, fuck. That's the new game. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yes.
So, okay. Fuck, marry, or kill. Tom Arnold, Ann Coulter, or I guess, a fish taco. Fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck.
That's not how it works. You gotta pick fuck, marry, or kill.
Yes. Fuck the taco, obviously.
Fuck the taco.
Obviously.
Well, who are you gonna marry?
Like, are you kidding me? Like, Tom Arnold, all the Roseanne stories? Come on. It's a lifetime of Roseanne stories. And then kill Ann Coulter, of course.
Is that not obvious?
Am I the only one thinking that way? Yes. Are you kidding me?
Bitch.
I did not see Mary Tom Arnold. Like, I did not see that coming. I did not think that was going to happen.
I'm sorry. Those were your choices.
Listen, that's your choice. And you legally can now marry Tom Arnold in the state of New York. So congratulations.
Yay.
Are you guys registered anywhere? Taco Bell?
I just can't wait for that prenup because I want to divorce that motherfucker quick. As soon as I get all the stories, I will just divorce him for his money. Although I hear he's got a huge cock, Steven, if you want to come over for Sunday brunch.
I'm straight, dude.
It's bro, Barbara.
Excuse me, Barbara.
Well, Greg Bayonne, it has been a pleasure. When is the next time you're doing? Are you doing puppets again? What's happening? He doesn't know.
No.
Look in the guide. I guess if you want to know anything about Greg's shows, you should look in the guide.
There's a thing over at Fringe Central. It's this big monster thing that we built there. It's called the Monfracker, and it's going to spit water at you at some point, I hope. We hope to spread our liquids, our fluids all over Fringe Central at some point.
Finally. It's been too dry.
Greg Bayonne, everybody.
You guys, this has been Variety Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Stephen Michael Rondell, thank you so much.
Tanya O'Debra in the Ultimate Stimulus here at the Cow. She has like 3 more shows.
Yeah.
She's fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. Listen, her birthday is in 1 week.
A week from today is
this bitch's birthday.
And we're going to party
here at the Cow all night long.
I'm turning 13, so get ready. Yeah. Teen. I'm a teen, finally. Andy Cohen, thank you so much.
Andy Cohen.
And come right back here next Friday night for more craziness. Good night.
Love you.
And stick around for Madonna.
Madonna died tonight, you guys. Madonna died. Look on Facebook. She died.
Thank you for tuning in to the 2014 Fringe NYC Variety Power Hour. Please stay tuned for more episodes.